Bueno, mi nombre es Tamara Ramos. Estudio trabajo social.
I'm Tamara Ramos from Viña del Mar. I'm 26 and I'm a social worker. My job in Techo is to coordinate teamwork.
Rehabilitación social.
It's 8 in the morning and Tamara is already holding a meeting with her team. She's the leader of a group of volunteers that work in Techo, an international organization created in Chile and now present in many countries in Latin America.
Techo is an organization that works with vulnerable people, especially families living in slums. Its role is to help them overcome their situation and empower them to work towards a goal, which is to get a proper home with a bathroom and all the basic things that each family needs and deserves.
As well as Tamara, there is a large number of volunteers working in different projects at the moment in the Techo headquarters in Viña del Mar, Chile. They are about to start another fundraising campaign, so there are many things to organize yet. And among this busy crowd, I notice a young foreign student working in front of his laptop. He is Emil from Germany. But why a German student would be doing volunteer work in Chile? Let's ask him.
My name is Emil Schneider. I'm from Germany and I'm 19 years old. I arrived in Chile in August 2012 to do volunteer work for the Latin American organization Techo. The German government supports young people interested in volunteering anywhere in the world, so I chose Viña del Mar, Chile, because I'd been here before as an exchange student in 2010, just after the massive earthquake. I decided to become a volunteer because of the experience of that trip to the south of Chile. I saw so many poor places destroyed by the earthquake, but people didn't so much need help, they needed support. The people are strong, but it's always easier for them to manage in these situations when they have that external support.
Emil works in the construction area of the organization and side by side with the communities at the campamentos.
First of all, I need to explain what a campamento is. In Germany, we just don't have them. They're slums or shanty towns, small communities with no electricity, no water, no sewer. In other words, a very poor place. In Germany, basic needs are provided by the government. So when I came here, I was shocked by the extremely poor conditions in which many people live in Chile. And for me, the hardest thing to understand was just why. Why there's so little or no help at all for these people. One of the most awful things I experienced here was last February, when there was an eviction order in a community, and people didn't want to leave, of course. That happened in a campamento called Villa Las Estrellas in Viña del Mar. And I was in charge of dismantling the houses and rebuilding them elsewhere. What I find so appalling and what I can never understand is that the Chilean government wants to get rid of the campamentos, which is a good thing, but they're sending people to live in the streets instead. It's beyond belief.
Emil and Tamara are two of many examples of a young generation of students who are very concerned about the vulnerable populations in Chile. They know this volunteer work will not only reward them in terms of future jobs, but also in the invaluable gesture of thankfulness given by the ones who need help to overcome their situation.
This is Francisco Tapia Robles for DW in Viña del Mar, Chile.